Right, so you've been looking into alternative energy, right? And we found this YouTube video that really gets you thinking. It's called Real Alternatives to Fossil Fuels from this channel, Mizzen Media. And it really digs into, what are the realistic options when we talk about moving past fossil fuels, right? Not just what sounds good, like on paper,
Right.
but what can actually power the world.
And they make a pretty bold claim right up front. I mean,
Yeah.
they're saying that nuclear power is the only alternative out there right now that could actually replace fossil fuels on a global scale.
That's a pretty big statement to make. I mean, we hear so much about solar and wind and all this other stuff. So where does nuclear even fit into all of this?
Well, it's interesting because for a while back in the mid-20th century, nuclear was actually seen as like the future of energy, But then you had these major disasters, Chernobyl, Fukushima, and there was so much fear around nuclear power that, it really shifted global policy away from it.
Yeah, so it's like we're all worried about climate change. But then we're kind of hesitant about the one thing that could actually help us address it.
Exactly. And the video does a good job of laying out, the logistical challenges of going nuclear globally. I mean, you're talking about massive investments in new infrastructure,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And not to mention like completely overhauling energy policies in a lot of countries.
And they actually put some numbers to this, right? They said
They did.
if we wanted to replace fossil fuels with nuclear power in just 28 years, we'd have to build four new nuclear power plants every single day, each one generating a gigawatt of power.
Like enough to power a whole city.
Yeah, that's just mind-boggling to think about.
And to really drive that point home, they point out that in the last 30 years, we've only been able to build at that rate like once every 540 days.
Wow.
It really puts it into perspective how big of a challenge this would be.
So what about all the other options we hear about, right? Like the video talks about geothermal hydrogen fuel cells, even biomass. Are any of those actually ready to step up?
Well, according to the video, none of them are really in a position to fully replace fossil fuels in the next few decades, like hydropower, for example. Yeah, it's renewable and everything, but building these huge dams, it comes with all sorts of downsides, impacts on ecosystems, fish migration, sometimes even displacing whole communities.
So then what about something like geothermal? I always hear about how much potential that has.
Yeah, especially in places with a lot of volcanic activity.
Exactly.
Right, and geothermal does have its advantages, but according to the video, it's also limited geographically.
Okay.
And it's not that easy to just scale it up to meet global demand. Plus, a lot of the best sites for geothermal are, in protected areas, so then you run into ecological concerns.
So it seems like a quick energy transition might not be realistic. So where do we go from here? I thought it was really interesting how the video really emphasized human ingenuity. Like they're saying the key to changing how we get our energy is by encouraging creativity and entrepreneurship.
And they make a good point about how all this, the end is near kind of talk, it can actually stifle the kind of open discussion and innovation that we need to come up with real practical solutions.
So it sounds like what we're left with is this idea that nuclear power could be a real contender, but the changes we need to make are huge, and the other alternatives all have their own problems. And in the end, it might actually be human ingenuity that's the real game changer.
Absolutely. And that brings up a really important question, especially for us here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena. If a quick global energy transition isn't realistic, then what does that mean for how we approach climate change locally right here, right now?
Yeah, that's a really good question for everyone listening.
What steps can we take in our own communities to adapt and become more resilient, even while the global energy picture is still changing?
That's something for all of us to think about. And if you found today's deep dive helpful, please consider supporting Think and Act Locally so we can keep having these important conversations. You can donate at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link is in the show notes.